There's something you should know about sustenance. The Holy Quran states, "The life of this world is made to seem fair to those who disbelieve, and they mock those who believe, and those who guard against evil shall be above them on the day of resurrection, and Allah grants sustenance to whom He pleases without measure." Yet today you see people whose lives are revolving only around the life of this world, obsessing over sustenance. Everything seems to be about money. Education is not meant to be sought after just to secure a job at the end of it, or for a stable future. In this world, there's no such thing as a stable future. Does that mean that everyone who goes out there in search of sustenance through education is doing something wrong? No, not at all. Knowledge is a precious gift. The Holy Prophet states, "Knowledge is the lost property of the believer. He should strive to get it back." Yet we have people chasing after money by acquiring good grades in class. You should be acquiring good grades because you're a good kid, not because money is good. Come on, you're better than that. Imam Ali says, "And this life is not a worthy price for the self, so don't sell yourself short." Ah, but you're stuck in a rut. To get the job so that you can get the house and the car, to get the spouse of your dreams and the diamond ring, and the kids so that you can put them right back into the system. Imam Ali says, "How strange and foolish is man. He loses his health in gaining wealth. Then to regain his health, he wastes his wealth. He ruins his present while worrying about the future, but weeps in the future by recalling his past. He lives as though death shall never come to him, but dies in a way as if he were never born." Imagine if instead of chasing after worldly things, we pursued our dreams. Imagine if we chased after brilliance instead. Jobs would come running after us. We wouldn't have to chase after them. The life partner that we've always dreamed of would fall right beside us. Hi. Maybe not. Imam Ali said, "Aim for the hereafter and this life will submit to you in humility." And yet you'll see very few people who are aiming for the stars. Hey, if you miss, at least you'll reach the moon. Now, does all this mean that we don't work hard for sustenance? No. In fact, Imam Ali says, "Work for this life as though you are going to live forever." But there is balance in this religion. And he also says, "Work for the next life as though you will die tomorrow." Ain't no guarantee that watching this video could be the last thing you ever do. So you better get busy. Imam Ali says, "Go out and seek your livelihood, for it is guaranteed to the one who goes in search for it." What matters is a person's intentions behind their efforts, and also to not forget that your sustenance has been assigned for you, no matter what. The Holy Prophet says, "If man was to flee from his sustenance as he flees from death, it would find him just as death finds him." If you're gonna be rich, you're gonna be rich. You can't run away from that. And if you're gonna be poor, sorry mate, you're gonna be poor. But a Muslim has to work hard to reach his maximum potential. Then will Allah unlock for him the bounties which are written for him in his destiny. It works both ways. Now, Imam Ali was once about to enter a mosque, but he needed someone to look after his belongings while he prayed. He asked a man to look after his belongings while he went inside the mosque, and the man agreed. But while Imam Ali was busy praying in the mosque, this man, loser, stole the saddle of Imam Ali and rushed to the market to sell it for 2 dinars. Now, when Imam Ali came out of the mosque, he saw that neither his belongings nor the man were still there. He asked, "Where is that man gone? I wanted to give him 2 dinars for looking after my things for me." You see, those 2 dinars were destined for that man, but he chose to gain that 2 dinars through the sin of stealing, rather than providing a service. You'll notice that there are many people out there who are gaining their sustenance through haram means, while they could have put their skills to a better cause and earned the exact same amount in a halal way. And the life of this world is naught but a play and an idle sport. And certainly the abode of the hereafter is better for those who guard against evil. Islamic Pulse will be releasing a new episode of Biscuit every 2 weeks, so stay tuned.